This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Taylor Swift's The Man. When I first listened to that Taylor Swift album, whenever that came out, that was the song. I'm like, oh, that's a hit.
Oh, you loved it.
Oh, my God. I'd be the man. It's a great song. Super cool. Oh, and speaking of which, new music comes out today. We have there's a couple things in there that we're going to get to. Mm-hmm. Some weird things, and so you guys are busy pulling music right now. That's at 8 o'clock, new music. Something not to do with the coronavirus. And now the news.
Way to set me up.
Thank you. I mean, you're welcome.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
No, look, here's the deal. I know you guys don't come to us for the hard news. But the problem is we are public airwaves, and it's important that we get some of this information out there for all of our sakes.
Right.
The truth is we're in some ways depending on each of us to do a good job of taking care of ourselves and our family.
Yep.
So that this goes away as quickly as humanly possible.
Oh, my God. Go away.
So that's what we're up against, and that's why I'm going to bring up some of the stuff I'm about to bring up. So this Alice Report is brought to you by 24-Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass.
Girl, look at that body.
So one of the first things that I should mention is yesterday the closures were coming hard and fast. I mean, it was even the things that announced early in the day that they would be like, we'll do the games without an audience. And then it was, no, March Madness is over.
Canceled.
Right. The
NCAA. Vegas went,
what? Right. Well.
What now? Wait, hold on, what about all the grids and stuff?
NHL and MLB joined the NBA in ceasing play. Major League Baseball hasn't even begun yet. They're still doing the spring
training and stuff.
Spring training games, but those are canceled. And they're even saying the first 2 weeks of the season are postponed, canceled. However, they're going to manage that.
Well, they're saying right now they're pushing the start date back 2 weeks.
Right.
But
there were games scheduled. So what I'm saying is I don't know how they're going to manage the games that are already scheduled, whether those will be replayed.
Or the first 2 weeks will be played right at the end of the season or something.
So that's for people to figure out.
Not for us.
I'm just telling you, all of these things that we love that enrich our lives for many different reasons. I mean, it's fun to root for your team.
Sure.
And it stinks to have the games go away, but it's also important that we're not in stadiums together with the person who's got coronavirus.
No. I just have a little cough.
Well, and I should, you know what? Let me just say this too. So I just had the flu.
And you were tested. It was the flu.
But I was coughing in a manner that would have started to lead me to believe. In fact, that's why I got up that Thursday morning and went to urgent care, because I was thinking, the flu doesn't have a cough like this. Mm. Turns out it does. But everything I'd read about coronavirus was starting to lead me to believe that I had it. I got checked. I got tested. And it was the flu. And that is unfortunate reality right now is you may just have the flu. But you're probably going to have to quarantine yourself in a more
Nobody wants
in a
to be around
way.
Anybody who's saying, no, it's just a cold. No. You know what sucks right now is the allergies are crazy this year.
It's floating in the air at my house. You can see the white puffy.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And so like my nose is constantly running, my eyes are itching, I'm constantly touching my face, I'm sniffing. Mm. You know, I know, you get that, get your hand off your face, what are you doing? But it's, so that compounds it, because you see someone else suffering just from seasonal allergies, you're like, oh my God, they're totally infected. I got to get away from this person.
Disneyland is closing its doors for the rest of the month. What's trippy is, the first story I heard was our governor saying, all events over 250 people are canceled going forward. And one of the first questions the media started asking was, how's that leave Disneyland open? How are they able to stay in business? That's way more. And that's international audience as well.
And a constant influx. I mean, that, talk about a germ factory.
Right.
Like, it's all the people go through the line for the, and they put their hand, their kids are snotty nosed,
right,
climbing all over the stuff as they're waiting in the hour long line. Oh my God.
So I don't know if there were behind the scenes conversations or Disney got an idea that, you know, it was coming for them.
Right.
But they have decided to close their doors for the rest of the month. It's one of California's biggest attractions, so it's a big deal for
and
them to be
close. People book these so
of course
long
they do.
In advance. It's just more sadness heaped on.
So, weddings.
Oh, I feel so bad for the wedding people. I feel so bad. You plan and work so hard and spend so much money setting up a wedding, and then this happens.
Art shows, weddings, concerts. Our guy Michael Fronti was on his Instagram saying,
"He seems so sad."
They're postponing shows, yep. and right now, postpone is the hopeful.
Yep.
Wording, as opposed to saying the summer's past and we're not going to do summer season. Concert season. And Live Nation was even saying, I think, was it Live Nation?
Yeah, Live Nation and AEG, they basically canceled all their shows.
Right.
Or, as you say, postponed.
Right.
They're trying to figure them out. But a lot of things are just, it's getting, because everyone's going to be postponed. So now it's going to be all these things that all want venues all at the same time when this hopefully ends at some
Most
point, right?
Venues hope to reopen in April. That includes baseball and Disneyland and, you know, every venue.
All the stuff.
But that's how good can we squash this now is how quickly we can get back to our regular everyday lives.
Right.
So,
and I think that we all need to look at the long game on this. Yes, this is horrible. The stock market's awful. The, you know, the no gatherings, all the things about it. Take the lessons that you learn about this with you, and let's all just try to be a little more conscious of our personal, I mean, is that a bad thing? Now suddenly no one's going to shake hands anymore? Well, is it a bad thing? I don't want you cold either.
Right. Here's some positive news about this. It looks like a company just got emergency approval from the U.S. government for a highly automated coronavirus test, potentially speeding up the ability to test patients by a factor of 10.
Oh,
this will also become available in Europe. So,
I don't know enough about it
to talk on. No, no, no. This is a test to find out if you've got it.
Right
now, the tests are not as available, readily as available as needed.
Right.
And this
take time too. Like, it's not an instant result.
The thing also about this is it's flu season. Like, I just had the flu. So, you know, you may have the flu. And yet, I guess that's the only real way to, like, that's what they did with me. They tested me for the flu. I had it. So now they know.
So they clearly have a test kit that works to detect the flu, and it happens instantly, right? I mean, you found out right away.
It happened within 15 minutes.
Right.
That's what he said. He goes, I'm going to recommend we do the flu test and the strep test. The strep's pretty quick, but the flu's 15 minutes. Can you wait? And he looked at me like, you're going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And I went,
because I can't let you leave here if it turns out you don't have the flu.
You take it easy. I'll take your tag.
He's all, you hope you have the flu.
Yeah. Well, and it turned out I did. But that's the case. So right now, that would be the first way to find out what's going on with you is get the flu test.
Yeah.
And then if you're negative for that, sorry about it.
Right. Well, at that point, if you're negative for the flu, then it's on you to self-isolate. And don't make jokes and touch people's microphones and walk around touching everything in the locker
room. Look, I'm not going to defend that dude, but some of these ball players, multimillionaires, are also young people, and he thought he was being funny. Mm. What's that kid's name?
Rudy
Gobert. He thought he was being funny, and he has since apologized. I read something where he was like,
he's everywhere.
It's a bad joke. But it's also, it's a bad optic, knowing what we know,
right?
That you went and did that.
Yeah, he's the guy who did that, and will forever be.
Right.
Because even the rest of us who might have made a funny ha-ha joke like that are like, oh, that guy. Oh.
So anyway.
I actually feel bad for him because I'm sure he was just trying to be funny. Real funny, buddy.
Well, you want to, you know, look, it would be nice for this to be a lighthearted affair.
Yeah.
Except that everyone's having to work from home. And
our lives are so disrupted.
Even our boss, when I spoke with him yesterday, and I have to say, I hope your company is being as good to you as our company has been for us, because our boss really was on it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, we are working from home. And he said he went through the sales department and there were people there. And he was like, did you test your equipment? Oh, no, I haven't yet. He's like, get out of here.
Go home and test your equipment.
Go test your stuff.
Yeah.
We're talking about now,
not maybe in the future.
Right.
Right now.
We want everyone working from home.
Let's shut
everyone
this down.
Needs to be safe.
Right.
So I thought I was really happy to see that our company.
No, there seemed to be proactive. What you and I thought of as like, hey, we should look into whether or not we can. They were like, yeah, do that.
Mm-hmm.
And start Monday. This might be the last show that we do looking at each other's faces. Although I was thinking we should get like a Skype thing going.
Well, so we'll work on all that. I actually don't appreciate. When I was talking to the boss, I was like, look, I really do believe we're better off being in the same room together.
We are.
This isn't the 100%. Best case scenario by any stretch of the imagination. I know that we joke about my commute, but I'll gladly do the commute.
Yeah.
It's what I've taken on, and that's fine. And it's fine.
Well, there is so much communication that happens between us silently, with hand signals, mm-hmm. with eyeballs, with head nods. And then not to mention the fact that the whole time that we're on a break playing commercials, we're discussing what's coming up and figuring out what's happening. And I mean, we're working the whole time. And the work is the communication between all of us as much as it is the communication between us and our audience. So it's going to be weird. And I'm wondering if a Skype connection might be, at least we can see each other and then have that still going when we're not on the air and be able to say, hey, Vinny, you know, upcoming I have blah, blah, blah. And you can say, and Brink can go, oh, don't forget you guys have a live spot coming up.
Yeah, I hope that we can get that together. Because
Nicole,
I don't
figure that out. Do that.
Yeah, I'm already looking into that. I am. So.
Jesus has been awesome. Like, I talked to her for a long time. I mean, we were just
texting,
emailing and texting. And we figured out a whole system on how we're going to, I mean, more or less, we'll see how that works. But we figured out a system. I mean, the thing that's crazy is, like, Nicole won't even have a setup at her house to talk, but she'll sure be texting us all the live long day.
Yeah, on my laptop.
Yeah.
All right.
She'll be working while we're working. It'd be nice to be able to see each other.
Yeah. We'll work all that out. But that's part of this process that everyone's going through.
Yeah.
That's like I just said, in the sales department, most of them were sitting around going, yeah, we'll leave. And the boss was like,
no, now,
get out of here. What are you doing?
Get out. Everybody go
test
home.
Test your equipment. And if it works, then stay there. Here are a couple quick hits. Ohio and Maryland became the first states to shut down all schools yesterday.
Oh,
including
all
both
schools.
Public and private. I know that you should probably, most parents are very in touch with the schools that their kids go to, but I know we got the email yesterday late afternoon or evening, our school's closed. So that's going to be interesting, doing the show from home with both my kids in the area.
I think it's going to be really fun, actually.
I'm trying to look at it that way.
I was doing the same. I was like, because at, you know, before my parents totally canceled, I mean, I'm like, you know, you guys can sit on the couch in the studio and bring me coffee. It'll be great.
My daughter, as I was telling her, I'm going to be probably working from home for at least a couple weeks and maybe a couple months.
Right.
And I'll be doing the show from our, you know, living room or somewhere around there.
Oh.
I don't even know where we're going to set up. It has to be where the Ethernet cord will plug in.
Yep.
So wherever that is where I'm doing the show. It might be.
Get a 200-foot cord and just go out. Do you have a shed out back? You
can stealing my wife's office.
Oh, boy.
She has an Ethernet cord.
Yeah, but, well, I suppose if you're done by 9:30 or so.
10, then she can come in and take over. But as I told my daughter that, she got this grin came across her face.
Oh, she's about to be a radio star.
Can I come on the...
Yes, you can, Isla.
Well.
And Hulk Baby, you're welcome, too. And Christina.
Well, I don't know about
that. I like
it.
And I'm sure when anything goes wrong in my house, I'll be all, John! They're about to be radio stars. I like it. Oh, it's good times.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, it is. It's great. It's going to be fun, Vinny. It'll be fun.
I'm looking at it like that as well. I am. I don't.
I'm going to get to sleep an hour later.
Oh, we all are.
I'm not going to have to get up until... What, like 4:45?
Lucky.
I know. You still have to get up, though. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to touch you.
What are you doing?
I'm passing.
What's wrong with
my
you?
My germs. It's on your shirt, not on your skin. Sorry.
It's okay.
No touching. No touching someone. It's dangerous.
I'll do, you know what? I'll finish. I'll give you a little more next time.
Sure.
There's some ways that you can clean up your house and things you can do to help prevent. And if you've got someone elderly living with you, there are other precautions you should take. So I'll do that next time around. I can also tell you some things you should pick up at the grocery store if you find yourself for 2 weeks quarantined.
Big sack of rice, big sack of beans, you'll be fine.
I agree. Mm. That's one of the things that I would absolutely... In fact, I've already done that.
And they store dry. I mean, that's, if the power goes out too. I mean, Jesus! That's not going to happen, everybody. Calm down. Don't panic.
Sometimes bugs can get into the grains, though, and they'll just...
Okay, put them in a bucket. Get a 5-gallon bucket, drop them in there, and put a lid on it.
Mm-hmm. You're solving all the problems of the world.
Oh, you saw a story on that? Like they'll invade?
Basically, be aware of that.
Yeah. Take precautions.
You're not necessarily good if you have a bag of rice. Huge bag.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We've already got quite a few rolling in, so I'll read some of these. I work in a high poverty district, says 510. We are preparing to give out Chromebooks to the kids that don't have computers.
Oh.
But the kids that don't have internet.
Oh, no.
Access. It's a mess.
Yeah. What happened to the whole internet overlords doing like free Wi-Fi everywhere? Aren't there a bunch of communities where they've been
trying
this out?
Google was trying to do it in certain cities, but I don't know where that's gone.
I thought even in San Francisco they were trying to make it so everybody would have access to the internet. Yeah, I haven't heard anything. I'd be interested to hear where that's at.
Public schools are making 2-week sub plans, even if they haven't decided to close yet. My elementary school will have online lessons and a computer checkout system, plus some hotspots for checkout.
Oh. Hotspots.
All right.
Those are important.
I need normal even for a second. Vinny, what's your motto? Sarah, what's my motto?
I don't want no trouble.
Thank you.
Have people been reminding you of that all morning?
Yeah. What?
It's traitorous.
Why?
It just is. You were supposed to try to remember it on your own.
Oh, well, I remember my motto.
Do you?
Yeah.
You had trouble 2 minutes after you told us what your motto was.
Whatever. Like, it's right here in the front of my
forehead. Well, right, because you didn't want to get called out today. I was thinking about it yesterday. I go, he's definitely saying that as a mantra.
I don't want no trouble.
Right. Not remembering your own motto is trouble.
People have pointed out that it's a double negative, though.
So what?
Meaning.
It's English.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you understand it?
Yeah.
Then it's English. Thank you.
Guess so.
Double neg. I know. You know, it's funny, but don't go down that path. You'll turn out like my mom. Total grammar
I'm
police.
Just saying that the textures have pointed that out.
Yeah.
It's like saying,
we got a lot
I want
of,
trouble, right? By saying, I don't want no trouble.
I don't want no trouble. Don't know. Hey, listen, also to people who text us all the time, we don't need any grammar. We don't need no grammar police.
No, it's fun. I like it. It gives you something to do. I mean, these people clearly are looking for people to correct, and I'm right here for you at all times. Yeah. I don't want no trouble.
Right now. Text now.
I teach fifth grade in a public school, and we've been preparing work for students to do at home and providing Chromebooks for students who need them. We will post assignments on Google Classroom and by email. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that you... I think that you're underpaid.
Agreed.
I don't think that you're underprepared, but I do find that people work better when they've got, you know, during business hours.
Right.
And then after that, they go, you know, I got better stuff to do than work for free.
Exactly.
So,
you know what I want to do? Have a life with my family.
Right. So a thought about people shopping. People now have to make three meals at home, no longer buying lunch or getting breakfast out. So need more food at the house for staying in. No, I understand mm-hmm. that. What was alarming is when I went to the Whole Foods yesterday on my way home, it was double the regular occupancy or
right.
what I mean, it was packed. And the fresh fruit and vegetable, the produce department, you couldn't get through it.
Oh.
There were people everywhere in there. Hmm. And a lot of people with masks on. As I walked through, you know, feeling very naked without one.
Yeah.
Well, even though do we still have that box?
We do.
Yeah, we do.
We should divvy those up. At least one for each of us. Do we have enough for one for each of us?
We have a box of masks at the house.
Oh, all right.
You know, we do work with sawdust. Like, we have masks.
Right.
But I was actually thinking I might make some of those cloth masks and just give them to me and my kids. And they're useless, but, you know, at least we'll look like we're trying.
Well, you feel better about it.
Well, you know, and then if you do get coughed on, maybe there's a 10% chance that didn't get through the mask and into your mouth.
I believe in it.
I have a whole plan tonight with a bunch of friends, you know, our bike gang, Critical Mess. I don't know if we're going to... I haven't talked to anybody. I wonder if they're still going to want to do that. Like, are restaurants still open? We're going to bike to a restaurant.
I believe restaurants are still open.
And probably really want your business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone that can stay open will for
right.
as long as possible.
Maybe that's what I'll do today. I'll make us all masks. It'll be hilarious. Here you go, guys. I made us all masks. Put it on right now.
Fun.
Yeah.
You should get material with, like, English people smart teeth.
Oh, hilarious.
You know, so that when you put the mask on, there's a, you
there's
know,
a big ugly smile there.
Train
right.
wreck of teeth.
Sure, the snaggle tooth thing uh-huh. going on. I'll just draw that on so we each have a different one. I don't know if they really have fabric that has English people's bad dental work printed on it. Good idea, though. Solid idea.
You don't think?
Or maybe I can do, like, a clown mouth.
Sure.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I'll do it.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, coronavirus.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.